Ramos putting it in to Caligiuri. Beats the first man. A left-footed shot. Paul Caligiuri has scored a goal. The USA lead 1-0.
My passion is to rid this great nation of America of soccer. I'm never going to rest. Never going to tire. I'm trying to show the rest of my fellow citizens that this is a waste of our time, energy, and resources.
What letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big yes on that one. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something?
Hi. There are a million of them, and they're all amazing.
Everybody has their 2 cents about soccer. Even if they don't watch the team, they have something to complain about. Oh, they don't score. Oh, the teams drop. Oh, the players dive. But at the end of the day, they're afraid of one thing. Hooligans and hooliganism. Hooliganism is only associated with soccer. That's not to say that there aren't incidents in other sports, but no one looks at that as hooliganism. They look at that as people just rooting for their team, cheering their team on, letting the passion affect them. For some reason, when it comes to soccer, it's always hooliganism. This past weekend in Portland, there was an incident, or I should really say alleged incident, between the Timbers Army and the 1906 Ultras of San Jose. It got to the point where the San Jose earthquake stepped in, put sanctions on the 1906 Ultras. Is this an overreaction? I don't know. I don't know the full incidents, only what I've read online. But what I do know is MLS is doing everything they can to make it so that their supporters groups don't look like hooligans. Truthfully, they're not. A lot of supporters groups throughout MLS do their best to avoid the hooliganism tag. Supporter groups in MLS attach themselves to different causes. It could be cancer awareness. It could be community activism. Chivas USA supporter group Black Army is highly involved in the Los Angeles community. If you go onto any of their websites, you can see all the different charities they're involved in. They don't want their reputation to be that of the European hooligan. There are a lot of things that MLS supporter groups have co-opted from European clubs. The scarf wearing, the chanting, and that stuff is okay. However, every once in a while you get a fan who think they need to adopt the hooliganism as well. There's no need to see this constant fighting in between supporters groups. There's no need to snatch a scarf off someone. In most cases, supporter group members are perfectly happy to give you their scarf if you ask, or even better, trade you for theirs. These websites out there that have different MLS supporter groups that have stolen the scarves from other people is ridiculous. What is the purpose of that? What are you trying to prove? Are you trying to show how tough you are? Are you trying to show how European you can be? Have you watched Green Street one too many times? Because honestly, that's what it sounds like. What it all boils down to is that as a supporter group, one of the things we have to show is that we are rational and we are sane. And we're no different than the loud cheering fans at any other sports team game. We may all belong to individual supporter groups. I may belong to the New England Rebellion, you may belong to the Angel City Brigade. He may belong to the Viking Army, she may belong to the Cauldron. But at the end of the day, a good portion of the supporters all belong to either Sam's Army or American Outlaws. It may come down to me just being a country before club guy. Watching the Red Bull supporters groups and the New England Revolution supporters group getting together before their game this past weekend and doing chants from Sam's Army and the American Outlaws, that's what this is all about. It's not about being tougher. It's not about being harder. We may not want to admit that it's about growing the game, but it is. And one way we can grow this game is by being reasonable, sane fans, and not stereotypes of overly tattooed, overly violent European supporters. This is the Mind of April on the All-American Soccer Podcast. Sort of.